Another bust up on the Stormont Hill, Sinn Féin claiming the DUP has flushed £60 million worth of taxpayers' money down the toilet. It says political intransigence. I knew it was going to be good when it got to that. It says political intransigence. Please don't put that word in a link again. By Peter Robinson's party is to blame. Sinn Féin points to collapsed plans for a new education and skills authority, the shelved Maes Long Keshe Stadium, and the cost of policing flag protests. The DUP has been blasting Sinn Féin over Westminster penalties imposed on Stormont for not introducing benefit reforms. 0845955678 if you have a view on this. We'll kick off the debate with Sinn Féin's Dahi Mackay and the DUP Sammy Wilson. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Joe, and I hope that you don't find us intransigent this morning.
I'll try not to fall over that again. It's early. Let's cut to the chase then. Dahi Mackay, this $60 million, where has it been wasted and why do you feel it's the DUP's fault?
Well, the DUP have been throwing around a lot of accusations around estimates around welfare reform. But what we are dealing with here is actual money, real money, that has been totally wasted by the executive as a whole as a result of the DUP intransigence.
So where's the breakdown?
Well, if you look at the Education and Skills Authority, it is the most recent example, coming in around $17 million. The Maes Long Keshe has hit the rocks on a number of occasions now, first over the stadium and now over the Peace Centre. And, of course, the policing. And we only counted the cost of policing the flag protests, which were as a direct result of the DUP Ulster Unionist campaign to target Alliance in Belfast. We haven't included, for example, the costs on local businesses or with Belfast City Centre traders have lost as a result of that. So at least $60 million real money has been taken out of the economy, has been wasted by government as a direct result of the DUP's politics.
Sammy Wilson?
Well, the last people to speak about wasting money are Sinn Féin, who, because they're being led by the nose, by their colleagues in the Irish Republic, have failed to put through welfare reform. And it's not imaginary money, it's real money. We have actually got the figures from the Treasury saying that it'll be £7 million per month and it will ramp up with all of the other costs, having to buy in computer systems, etc. So this is not imaginary. But let me just take the points. And, you know, I would think if Dahi's going to come on and make accusations, he would at least check his facts, first of all. As far as the Maes is concerned, the money was not lost. The money was reallocated. The money is going to projects, European money is going to projects now in North Belfast and other parts of Northern Ireland. So it's being spent. It's simply not being spent on the centre at the Maes.
So no money was spent on that site that has now been lost?
No money was spent on that site that has been lost because
not a penny.
The Peace Centre money has been reallocated. The other money for planning permissions, etc., is money which would have been required to be spent for the development of the Maes site anyway, for the infrastructure, etc., and there's no reason why that planning money needs to be lost because, of course, something is going to happen on the Maes site eventually, and therefore the money would have had to be spent in the first place. The second thing is that as far as the Education Skills Authority is concerned, the problem lies with the Education Minister. I mean, he could not come to an agreement because he refused to give any protections to the controlled schools. He was given protection to Irish medium schools, the integrated schools, the maintained sector, but he was not prepared to give any protections to the biggest sector. Again, an example of the sectarianism of Sinn Féin. But in the meantime, he assumed that he was going to get this bill through, and so he started spending money on setting up an implementation body for the Education Skills Authority, and by the way, appointing people at massive salaries bigger than the Prime Minister. So, you know, if there's any waste of money, point the finger at John O'Dowd, not at the DUP.
I think
it's a bit rich to talk about the policing of the flag protests. Who started the issue of the flags? Sinn Féin, with their sectarian campaign of trying to culturally cleanse Northern Ireland, they were the ones who stirred the issue, who raised the emotions, and then They blame us for the consequences.
Okay, well, let Daniel Mackay respond to that. Number one, in terms of the Education Skills Authority, it's the fault of your minister. Number two, in terms of Mays Long Cash, no money's been spent. And point number three, the flag protest issue was all you're doing.
Yeah, well, in terms of the Education Skills Authority, John O'Dowd has tried on umpteen occasions to get the DUP over the line in regard to this. There were support from much of the controlled sector. And indeed, the issue was the grammars, and then when the issue of the grammars was sorted, then it became something else. So at the end of the day, we accepted the DUP just were not up for a deal in regard to that, no matter what was on offer. So unfortunately, that's £17 million down the drain. In terms of the policing of the flag protests, I mean, we have to take into account that much of those policing costs were about protests on the streets. Some of those involved in the protests were DUP councillors and MLAs. So they are clearly directly accountable for a lot of that cost. And of course, the Mays Long case, what we're talking about here is money in terms of planning, in terms of putting projects together. £3.5 million was spent on the sports stadium, according to Assembly records. So all of this is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of much of the wastage that the DUP has been involved in. But to come back to the welfare reform issue, I mean, obviously what the DUP are trying to do now is try and wrap their health minister in cotton wool and using the welfare reform argument to do that. But what the health minister has not done, and what they've actually done in Scotland, has looked at the impact of the welfare reform on those most vulnerable in our society, and the actual health, and in particular the public health impacts on those most vulnerable. Because at the end of the day, if these are fully implemented, there will be a huge cost to the Department of Health through more people going through their doors.
So, well, and you've mentioned Daniel Mackay, the most recent, of course, was the £17 million in terms of the Education Skills Authority. So, I mean, what's your understanding, Sammy Wilson? Is this been sort of abandoned? I mean, what changed from the moment that the first and deputy first minister announced, you know, almost heads of agreement on this issue in 2011, and now, whenever we're hearing that £17 million's been wasted and it's never going to see the light of day?
Well,
I mean, is this retrievable?
Well, it is retrievable, and the way it's retrievable, of course, is for the education minister to stop the kind of discriminatory practice that he's engaging in affording no protection to the controlled sector of education.
I mean, so in other words, do what we want, and we'll give you the thumbs up, and you'll not look bad.
No, be fair, because the Education Skills Authority is going to have huge power when it comes to the closure of schools, and when it comes to making those considerations, there's a voice for every sector except the controlled sector through the transfer hours. Then the sector which is going to be most vulnerable is the sector which serves the biggest part of the population, and the education minister has not been prepared to put in the same, have a level playing field so that their voice can be equally heard when it comes to those discussions. But anyway, Joel, as I pointed out, if before he had the legislation through, why did he start spending money on setting up a body that he didn't have agreement on? This is the point.
Other
minister would do that.
Is that not a fair point, Danny Mackay?
Well, it was certainly the aim of the executive to get the Education and Skills Authority over the line. And certainly this is not only an issue that was dealt with by the present executive, but the previous executive.
But it does sound a wee bit sort of cart before the horse, doesn't it? I mean, for the general person listening to this.
It was something that was agreed at executive level. The DUP had indicated that they wanted to get the ESA over the line. I do believe the First Minister wanted to get it over the line, but he couldn't control some of the other elements within his party who refused to compromise on this issue. And this goes to the heart of the operations of government.
So do you believe it's retrievable? Do you think it's retrievable, or has it gone?
I think it's gone now. I think John O'Dowd has given it his all. But at the end of the day, the DUP cannot control their own party in terms of not being able to compromise on these issues, then we have to move forward and not continue to put those civil servants and those within the Department of Education under further stress, because they have been living, the workers here have been living in uncertainty about ESA for many years now. So I think it's in their best interest that we move on.
Daffy, you're the last person to talk about control within their own party. Welfare reform's not going through because Sinn Féin and the Republic, being embarrassed that they might have a party, a part of their party in government in Northern Ireland, having the support cuts, has dictated to you, do not put through welfare reform. It doesn't matter who suffers as a result of it. It doesn't matter what money is spent as a result of it. It doesn't even matter that we might finish up with £250,000, a quarter of a million people who are on benefits not being able to receive those benefits. The purity of the party is more important than the needs of the people. And, you know, so you don't lecture us about control of the party.
To be fair,
Robinson is as united as Mervyn Storey and the rest of us are, that when it comes to education reform, we want education reform, but we want it on a basis where there's a level playing field and one sector is not left out.
I want to give Danny the chance to respond to that specific charge in terms of what's happening in the South, and then I'll bring in some of the others who are waiting to join the debate. Danny.
It's nothing to do with the South, Joel. I mean, we have a duty to represent the people who were elected to represent, and people are going to suffer if the welfare reform is introduced en masse. I mean, research has been carried out in Scotland, and certainly the Scottish Government have a more coherent voice in terms of opposing.
They've implemented it.
And if you let me finish, Sally, now what they have flagged up is that if welfare reform is implemented, there's going to be an increase in levels of poor health, increased risk of self-harm and suicide, increase in drug and alcohol dependency, increase in violent crime, and of course increased demand on primary care services, A&E admissions, psychiatric care, etc. So this is going to have a huge impact if we don't introduce appropriate mitigation and that we get cross-party agreement on all of that there. So that is something that we do not take lightly. That is something that is going to have a huge impact over a longer term in terms of the impact on the executive budget. And of course, Sammy and the present finance minister will be well aware of the debates that we've had about preventative spending, about looking over costs over a longer period. If we implement this en masse, it will have a huge, much more impact than some of the figures that are being quoted by the DUP and others. And of course, we could use this argument for anything, because at the end of the day, the DUP like to move money around. I mean, you could use this argument for corporation tax, where the Treasury came back and said that it would cost 350 to 400 million. I didn't hear the DUP say, well, that means that this is going to equal X amount of money being taken off the health budget or the education budget. But of course, at the end of the day, that money, the money in terms of welfare reform, does come out of a larger pie. And that is something that politicians have to manage. We shouldn't be trying to set health service workers against the most disadvantaged in our society. We should be taking a more responsible approach to this.